the Hunter Valley's greatest hits, 981 to an M. Some referred to him as Wacko Jacko, Michael Jackson there. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and Robbie Williams with Feel on Hunter Valley today. After the flooding in early July, mayors from Hunter councils, including here in the Upper Hunter, wrote to the Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook and the Premier and said, hey, this isn't good enough. We need some resources to have dedicated emergency services personnel here in the Hunter Valley, not the current arrangement where it's council staff who do it as an add-on to their jobs and only, you know, at times of emergency when they've still got to do their own job, or volunteers. And also, what's this with issuing warnings out of Wollongong that are hours out of date by the time they're issued, as we experienced in those recent floods back in early July, especially for those around Broke, Bolga and Melbourne. So I caught up with the Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook and said, are you going to give us some funding for these positions as the mayors are asking for?
Well, we're certainly keeping an open mind to ideas just like that one. Of course, we all know that just on 3 weeks ago today, the flood inquiry was handed down. It made a number of recommendations, 28 in total, 6 supported in full, 22 supported in principle. The 22 that we've supported in principle have a lot of work to be done, and I genuinely believe there's a real opportunity for local government to play more of a role in relation to the preparedness and resilience of our local communities. And so it's really important that that all levels of government and the community and our agencies work together to make sure that our communities stay safe into the future. So be very looking forward to continuing that conversation in relation to local government, and we'll keep at it.
Minister, in the recent floods, I interviewed one man who himself and two young sons were trapped on the top of a bunk bed and were rescued by some locals in a boat, literally within a foot or so of water reaching the ceiling, and their outcome being completely different. Now, they, amongst many residents, said they got the evacuation order 3 hours after the water level had cut them off. Is issuing warnings from SES headquarters in Wollongong during a flood good enough? I mean, again, the local mayors have said that should be done locally.
Well, there's no doubt that there's an important role for local intelligence in feeding into rescues and responding in times of emergency. I think your question is more appropriately directed to the SES, who are the best place to respond to the particular case that you're talking about. But if I can speak more broadly and say it's really important, and the flood inquiry spoke to this, that we continue to look for ways to improve how we incorporate local knowledge, which is so valuable in relation to responding to and recovering from incidents, regardless of how big they are.
Yeah, well, that was certainly just one of many examples, and the fact that there's a bureaucratic process currently in place, is that something you would look at as the minister? Because it does have to go to Wollongong, get ticked off by various people before it's issued, which is what local SES say is what leads to the delay.
Oh, there's no doubt we're examining how we best implement the recommendations of the flood inquiry, which has made reference to using local knowledge and how to ensure that we get information out in a timely fashion so that people have the most amount of time to prepare or evacuate or make good decisions for them and their families. So as Minister, again, leading in this space in relation to emergency services, we'll continue to look at what more can be done in that space.
Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.